Speaking today before the start of the annual Asia-Pacific Summit, U.S. President Barack Obama pressed on with his mission to repair America's global standing, telling Asian nations he was determined to engage them as equal partners in the economy, diplomacy, and security. John Kelly has this report.
In a 40-minute speech that ranged across a multitude of issues, President Obama said that Asia and the United States are bound and not separated by the Pacific. During the speech, he referred to himself as America's first Pacific president, referring to his time in Indonesia, his birth in Hawaii, and his travels in Asia as a boy. He also said that he welcomed China's efforts to play a greater role on the world stage.
So the United States does not seek to contain China, nor does a deeper relationship with China mean a weakening of our bilateral alliances. On the contrary, the rise of a strong and prosperous China can be a source of strength for the community of nations. And so in Beijing and beyond, we will work to deepen our strategic and economic dialogue and improve communication between our militaries.
Addressing North Korea, President Obama warned Pyongyang that the United States and its Asian partners would not be cowed by the isolated dictatorship's nuclear tests and missile launches.
For decades, North Korea has chosen a path of confrontation and provocation, including the pursuit of nuclear weapons. It should be clear where this path leads. North Korea's refusal to meet its international obligations will lead only to less security, not more.
Obama flew to Singapore today ahead of the annual APEC summit. While there, Obama will also sit in on a meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, becoming the first U.S. president to do so. I'm John Kelly.